Chapter 10. The Count raised his arms and gripped the purple cape. The cape spread out behind him like wings, and he rose up into the air.
"So thirsty,"
he murmured, licking his dry lips.
"So thirsty."
His silvery eyes locked onto Kara, as if trying to hypnotize her and hold her in place. I was never so frightened in all my life. I admit it. I don't scare easily, and neither does Kara. We've watched 100 vampire movies on TV. We laugh at them. We think the idea of a guy with fangs who flies around drinking human blood is funny. We have never been the least bit scared. But those were movies. This was real life. We had just watched this guy, who called himself Count Nightwing, rise up from a coffin. A coffin practically in my basement. And now he had his arms spread out and he was floating across the room toward us, muttering about how thirsty he was, narrowing his weird, frightening eyes at Kara's throat. So, yes. I admit I was scared, but not too scared to move. "Hey!" I gasped and grabbed Kara's arm. "Come on!" I cried. "Let's go!" She didn't budge. "Kara! Come on!" I screamed, tugging her. She stared up at the pale face of the vampire. She didn't move. She didn't blink. I grabbed her arm with both hands. I tried to drag her away, but she stood rooted to the floor, as frozen as a statue.
"So thirsty,"
the old man croaked.
"I must drink now."
"Kara, snap out of it," I cried. "Snap out of it, please." I pulled with all my strength and dragged her to the door. As we reached the tunnel, Kara blinked and shook her head. Letting out a startled cry, she tugged her arm free and started to run. We both burst out of the little room and ran through the curving tunnel. Our shoes clapped loudly on the hard stone floor. The noise echoed off the walls. It sounded as if 1,000 kids were running from the vampire. My legs felt rubbery and weak, but I forced myself to run. We ran through the dark tunnel, following the curve of the stone walls. Kara leaned forward, her arms stretched in front of her as she ran. She gripped the flashlight tightly in one hand. The light bounced all over. But we didn't need it. We knew where we were running. Kara is a very fast runner. Faster than me. As we turned again, her long legs were pumping hard, and she was pretty far ahead of me. I glanced back. Was the vampire following us? Yes. He was close behind, floating near the ceiling, his cape flapping behind him. "Kara, wait up!" I called breathlessly. A yellow rectangle of light came into view up ahead. The door. The door to my basement. If we can just get to the door, I thought. If we can get to my basement, we can slam the door behind us and trap Count Nightwing in the tunnel. If we can get to the basement, we'll be safe. Mom and Dad must be home by now, I decided. Please be home, please. Up ahead, the rectangle of light from the open doorway grew larger. Kara was running hard, uttering a low gasp with each step. I was several feet behind her now, running as fast as I could, struggling to catch up. I didn't turn around, but I could hear the flap of the vampire's cape close behind me. Kara had nearly reached the door. "Go, Kara, go," I thought. My chest felt about to burst, but I ran harder, desperate to catch up, to reach the door. To leap into the basement to safety. "Oh!" I cried out as I saw the rectangle of light start to grow smaller. The door! It's closing! I shrieked. No! Kara and I both wailed. The door slammed shut with a crash. Kara couldn't stop in time. She hit the door and bounced off, stunned. I grabbed her by the shoulders to steady her. Are you okay? She didn't answer. Her eyes went to the closed door. She grabbed for the doorknob. Freddy, she murmured. Look. No doorknob. There was no knob on this side of the door. With a frantic cry, I lowered my shoulder to the wooden door and heaved my body against it. Again. Again. Nothing happened. My shoulder throbbed with pain. But the door didn't budge. Help! I shouted. Somebody! Help! Let us out! Too late. Count Nightwing had us trapped. He landed silently, his cape lowering around him. A thin smile spread over his pale face. His silvery eyes opened wide with excitement. His tongue darted back and forth over his caked, dry lips. Run past him, Kara whispered in my ear. Run back into the tunnel. Maybe we can keep him chasing after us and wear him out. But the vampire raised his cape to block our way. Could he read our minds? Holding his cape high, he stepped up to Kara.
So thirsty,
he murmured.
So thirsty.
Then he lowered his face to Kara's throat.